From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. If you haven't already put together your hurricane preparedness kit, now would be a good time. Forecasters say the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season is likely to be a busy one and could set a new record by becoming the fifth in a row that's above average. Jerry Bell is the lead seasonal forecaster at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
We've seen these conditions before. The warm phase of the Atlantic multi-decadal oscillation, either neutral or La Nina in the Pacific, and that combination of conditions historically has produced above normal seasons.
He says we could see 13 to 19 named storms. Up to six could become major hurricanes with winds topping 111 miles per hour. An average season has just three major hurricanes. The ongoing spread of COVID-19 could also complicate evacuation plans. Carlos Castillo is FEMA's acting deputy director.
It's difficult for some people to take steps like keeping 3-4 days worth of food to store supplies and everything else when they don't know where their next meal is going to come from.
Castillo says shelters will be open with social distancing guidelines enforced. Because space could be limited, emergency managers want people to try to find shelter with friends or family first. The forecast will be updated in August, just before the season peaks. How long will it take for the country's airports and airlines to bounce back from the economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic? A pretty long time, according to Lester Solas. He's director of Miami International Airport. He says flights are way down, but some airlines are using passenger planes to carry cargo.
Cargo is actually up at Miami International Airport. For the month of April, we were 15 to 17%. And just for the month of May so far, we're 25% up.
The number of people at the airport is also up slightly since the state of Florida entered phase one of its reopening plan. Airlines have said they are trying not to fill their planes beyond 60% capacity. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.